Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back to Twig, and this is a segment on the show we're calling Satan's Pantry, where Alex typically goes to the international store, picks up something random off the shelf, and says, hey guys, foreign people like it, so why don't we? In today's episode of Satan's Pantry, the initial episode, we visit Hell's Kitchen. And what do you have serving up for us today, Alex?
Well, it's not as foreign as some might think. Like, it's not as foreign as in our, I guess, our pilot, the yogurt pop, which I'm still going to punish everybody.
I'm still tasting that.
I'm going to get the mint-flavored one, and that basically smelled like one of those pine tree things you put in your car.
Oh, goody!
See, I'm excited for that one.
With you can train yourself up. Go grab one of those air filters and chew on it for a while, and you'll have an immunity in no time.
You take one of those.
I'll eat a Tide Pod.
You put it in the back of the car, where just the sun hits it, right? And you put basically a cup of yogurt right beside it, and that's about what would...
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The smell is what it tastes like.
Oh, good. Pine salt.
You can just dip the pine in the yogurt.
Pine salt.
But you have to get the heat and the smell. And carbonation.
Okay, fart on the yogurt.
Do you think it would taste better cold?
Oh, no. No.
No?
No. The guy at the store said you have to add water to it, and I'm like, how much? And he's like, as much as you need.
A gallon.
I'm like, as much as you need. Basically water with like a water dropper of that. But I saw dudes drink that stuff straight, and they're fucking crazy.
Which was the most brilliant idea.
People I saw doing it.
Were they at the store?
They don't exactly have a good handle on English. Let's just say that. Like, they're not used to drinking. Like, Coca-Cola is too sweet, which is too sweet for me as well. But, like, this is... No. You can't. You have to be born into drinking this.
You know what? That should be the title of the segment. This is no.
This is no. So this is what they brought.
What do we have today?
What do we got?
It could be good. So we got something right out of Scotland. It is haggis and cracked pepper flavored chips.
Ugh.
Oh boy.
So haggis.
I saw it and I was like, $4.75 for a bag of chips. But it does look like poison, so...
it's $4.75.
It's this black, suspicious-looking bag.
Correct, with leaves. It's a picture of a guy with a horse tilling the land on the top of it. The brand is Mackey's of Scotland. Non-GMO, no trans fat, no preservatives, no good. I don't know, it doesn't say that. but it looks like vegetarian-friendly. Oh, great. Vegetarian haggis.
How the hell does that work?
I don't know. I'm just going to read a little bit of the back here for you. It says, Mackey's thick cut potato crisps, chips to you. So this obviously was made for export.
Right.
Are made from plow to pack. Sorry. The text on here is kind
of
weird.
Your lack of Scottish accent is disturbing.
Can't do it. But it says best before September of this coming year, so it should be fine. This is Variety. Lady Rosetta. I'm assuming that's a type of potato?
No, over there it's called Rosetta, but they introduced Lady Rosetta. It's a big controversy.
Which is what?
I don't know.
A lady?
Rosetta for women?
Oh. It's like Doritos.
Country of origin.
It's like Doritos, but if they called it Lady Doritos, you know. Lady Doritos. They're not going to do that.
No, they're making those Lady Doritos.
That's the joke.
Google. Who owns it? Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola owns... owns Doritos.
I thought it was Frito-Lay.
PepsiCo.
No, they own Frito-Lay.
It's PepsiCo.
Conglomeration aside, they announced that there was never any plans for Lady Doritos. I mean, that could be a really good backpedal, but the CEO...
So it was just an idea.
The CEO is just not... Would Lady Doritos just
be like sugar and spice?
They
and
went on...
Nice
they oh did go God, on to explain... They went on to explain that.
Sorry,
that's terrible.
Never mind.
That's terrible.
Never
I know
mind.
One bad.
Anyways,
all right. Let's
back
do it.
To Lady Rosetta.
Okay, so the ingredients in this sucker: potatoes, sunflower oil. Nothing bad there yet. Haggis and cracked pepper seasoning. I am really hoping that it's seasoning they use to make haggis, not they took haggis, ground it up, and here's the seasoning.
See, how do you do that? Like, I can't.
Well,
I can't
I'm terrified. Well,
you hang it upside down, let it dry.
It does say vegetarian, so I'm assuming it's simulated flavor to make it taste like it.
Yeah.
But I would almost want, like, the seasonings they use in it.
Right.
Because then that would be poison.
Right.
And what else does it say here? Cracked pepper, coriander, pimento, wheat flour, sea salt, yeast powder, blah, 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 yada, 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 onion flavoring. Nothing looks poisonous.
Doesn't sound so bad so far.
Now, as our first
outside of the
time, yeah, as our first time doing this, I feel like we should. Well, I mean, it's the second time, but first time like doing this as a normal segment, we should have a review beforehand as what we think it's going to be like.
Correct.
And then and after as like you know what it is.
my personal, it's going to taste like. Licking the bottom of an old man's balls.
So like
from experience.
From experience. Specific. No. Not sweat. Like dried old Scottish man's balls that have been out in the wind too long.
Got tilt burn.
Yeah, exactly. Wind burn.
From the,
you know, and like
we're old talking, man Mick Murray.
We're talking those saggy ones that are almost touching the ground.
Pendulous.
Precisely.
They go to the caber toss and they're just like, flapping in the wind.
It's just like, they're so dry, laddie. Give them a lick. That's what it's going to taste like. That or just dick. It's going to taste like dick.
That or just dick. I have a feeling that will be heard often on this show.
Yeah. All right. I mean, there's lots of different dick varieties, right?
What do you think?
Well, let's... I say let's stop talking about it. Let's do it.
Okay,
all right, so we're going to go with smell first. So, actually, here's a description. The bag feels like one of those bags of chips. Mess!
Kind of like...
Like a Miss Vicky's?
Like a Miss Vicky's. Halfway between Miss Vicky's and Sun Chips before Sun Chips became that weird...
Papery.
Yeah. Let's open them up. Okay, wait a minute here.
The bag split.
Alex's face is...
What the fuck? It doesn't smell horrible.
Okay,
it doesn't right, smell like smell anything this. I recognize.
Tristan's walking.
It's not overpowering at all. I won't call it bad.
I should like to point out, we're trying to eat these on a full plate of spaghetti we just ate. So this may backfire terribly.
I think on an empty stomach it might have been worse. This can at least congeal with the spaghetti.
You know what it smells
like?
Yeah,
but you're going to end up with vomit on your sweater
like
already.
Spices. Like a spice rack? So just the general smell of
so
spices.
So that probably plays to the whole, they threw the spices they would normally use to season it. And
probably it smells terrible.
There's probably some sort of...
I don't think it's going to taste
like, bad. I really hope it's not a simulated organ flavor.
Yeah. It smells like bulk barn.
Oh my god, that's exactly what it is. It smells like a bulk barn.
All right.
All those bins of spices just wafting through the air.
They look like Lay's, basically.
Tastes like a bulk barn, doesn't it?
The floor of one.
Alex's face is particularly amusing right now.
I taste the cracked pepper, but I don't know what the other flavor is.
Haggis.
Allegedly.
No.
Go back
I'm assuming this doesn't taste like haggis.
Yeah, it's haggis spices.
Second chip. Here we go.
further analysis.
I think the rule should be we have to do three each.
Right. Depends on the product, but for chips, yes, three is good.
I don't. I think this would be good with like a ranch dip.
Yeah.
Like a Ruffles dip.
And I have three.
I don't know where to put it. It tastes sort of like the texture and everything. Those. What's that brand that makes chips that are always in the health food aisle?
I have no idea. I don't go there.
They've got like
what the hell is health food aisle?
Yeah.
No, like
the health food half aisle,
where they have like the aisle that has like all the gluten free stuff, and they're a big brand, and they've got like all these weird flavors like yogurt something or other.
All right, nothing for you.
No, they're a brand of chips that I don't want anymore.
Okay. All right,
I'm trying to think of the brand.
I'll take a moment, man. I think they're delicious.
Go ahead. You're a crazy fuck. That's what you are.
All right. Oh, so, what do you think, Tristan?
Like Alex said, you can tell the black pepper's there. But unless you know what haggis is supposed to taste like, it's really difficult to place the rest of the flavors. Kind of tastes like I'm chewing a Band-Aid.
You know what? A Band-Aid that you rubbed in the gravy.
Like, it's not, like, not unpleasant. It's just, I don't know, there's something...
Exactly, like a Band-Aid.
It's almost... Yeah. It's almost rubbery.
All right, Lee, your go.
I don't find the texture rubbery at all, if that's what you were going for.
No, it's not texture. It just tastes like I'm eating a Band-Aid. It's the flavor of a Band-Aid. I don't know. I've never eaten a Band-Aid, I think.
I have.
You assume not it's on purpose. Band-Aid flavored.
But if I can guess what a Band-Aid tastes like, it would be a Band-Aid
with cracked pepper
with
on
cracked
it.
Pepper on
okay.
It.
Okay. I think it's... I actually think it's delicious. It has a very subtle black pepper, but... I mean, if you're someone like me who really smells taste and tastes smells, it does taste like the smell of a bulk barn.
All right.
Okay.
It's just it has a mixture of a bunch of different spices and seasonings all rolled into one. I don't know. It's delicious, and I've only eaten one.
We should note that it's not stale, though it's from overseas. Yeah. Like, when they say they're good till September of this year, that's true.
I believe that. All right. They're not good for September of this year. They're good until the end of my stomach.
All right, so I'm going to give it a whirl now. I'm just putting three of them in my mouth in one shot.
This time?
Probably.
It's nowhere near as bad as yogurt soda. It's not unpleasant at all. It's just
yogurt
weird.
Soda? I kind of almost wanted to see your kids have it.
That's just mean.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so for me, I really taste the black pepper. There's something, it's unpleasant for half a second. After that, it becomes okay.
But like I said, do you think if you had like a French onion dip?
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe not even a ranch, like a French onion.
Yeah, if you had a dip with this would be fine. Truth be told, this didn't suck.
No.
I was expecting this to be a hell of a lot
by
worse.
By far, it is not.
It's not $5. Not bad. It's not worth $5.
No, it's
not worth $5. It's good. It's not worth $5. A bag of the black pepper Lays would be A, more potent, and B, cheaper. Way cheaper.
So that concludes this edition of Satan's Pantry. What is Alex going to force in our gullets next week?
Well, I had a choice. It was between the $5 bag of Haggis chips, which I thought were interesting, or a $9 can of Haggis.
No. Hard pass.
So I hard pass because...
How do you can that?
It's canned.
You put it in a can. How do you can turkey?
I looked at it, and I was like, is there a date on it? And it just was like, forever. Because it's canned. It's not jarred, right?
Non-perishable.
So it's like, I was like, oh, great. After the nuclear war, I can... starve to death.
Great. Something to look forward to.
But yeah,
that's all that's left.
I'll be making a trip probably to either the place I got this, which was surprisingly at the Weston's Bakery Outlet. They have a lot of UK stuff. Or I can go to Italo Foods, which sells Western European food. Mm-hmm. Or I can go to Kishki World Foods, which has the crazy Middle Eastern Asian stuff.
Crazy Middle Eastern Asian.
I mean,
go for it.
And I'll pick up something. And the question is, do I pick up something that has no English on it? Except because they have like cold cut meats that just have a label in English. Everything else is in like Arabic, and it'll just say meat in quotation marks.
Oh my God.
So I could, that's like $2 or $3. I could get that. We could do a couple samples, because if It should be edible. They're selling it at a store that is, like, not in the middle of a wall, hole in a wall somewhere. It's right. An actual grocery store. It just says meat, though. I'm concerned.
I would like to try this meat.
I can guarantee you it's not pork.
It'll be long pork.
Because it's all this halal stuff. No, it says halal on it. Like, the only English is halal and then meat.
Yeah.
So.
All right, I'm down to try this. This
halal. And maybe I'll pick up another drink that's... I gotta get that mint one. I mean, it's $2 for the smell.
All right. On that note, we'll be back next week with, I'm sure, something that'll make one of us vomit. This has been Satan's Pantry, only on Twig.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations. Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.